Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of our discussion on tax planning for cow-calf operations, Nebraska Farm Business Executive Director Tina Barrett talked about how proactive tax planning will always be the best strategy to avoid unnecessary tax issues. Today, she focuses on a common practice of prepaying expenses as a way to reduce taxable income.
Prepaids can, again, do the same thing. That it's a little bit shorter term on the cash flow part of that, so we don't have as much on the cash flow time, but we still can get into a situation where you're paying for all of next year's expenses, and you've pushed this year's calf crop into the next year, and you know, we get to the place where we have 2 years worth of tax to pay. And so it works really well to increase prepaids and things are good, but we have to make sure that it makes sense for the operation. We also have to make sure it follows IRS's rules. So, you know, we don't get into a lot of these until we get to these places where we start ramping those up. But IRS does have some very specific rules. And if you look at the Pub 225 or the Farmer's Tax Guide, you Google either one of those, it's going to come up. And you can look at the prepaid rules in there, but in general, you have to be prepaying for something. So you can't just give the co-op a $25,000 deposit. You need to be buying a certain number of gallons of fuel at a specific price, or you need to be buying a specific feed product and locking in a price. So, you know, remember that it can be returned and changed into something else, but the invoice needs to have that on there. There also has to be a business purpose that can't be tax reduction. And so things like prepaying feed because you think corn might go up next year would be a business purpose for prepaying that now. Or, you know, there might be a discount for locking in a certain vet product now. That's a business purpose for prepaying. You know, we get into where you pay for next year's insurance policy, and there's really not a business purpose for that because there's no discount, there's no benefit to doing that early other than tax reduction. So if that bill was due in January, sure, no big deal. But if that bill was due in September, they would question that. And so just make sure that we're following those prepay rules is really important, because the last thing you want is to prepay all this and then go through an audit and they say that that's not a prepaid, you didn't follow the rules, and then you got to pay the tax plus the interest and the penalties and all the other things. So we just want to make sure when we're using these rules that we're using them wisely. So, and then the other thing I think that's important with prepaying right now is to balance that cost of carrying that expense versus the deduction that you're getting. So if you're in a pretty low tax bracket, your interest rate that you're paying the bank to carry that prepay expense might actually wipe out your tax bill, depending again on where your interest rates are at. So be sure that we're evaluating that. You know, 5-6 years ago, we didn't even think about it because interest rates were so low, but certainly something I think we need to pull back into the thought process.
Tina also addresses how paying down debt during high income periods is always going to be a good idea and will leave your operation in a far stronger position during lower income periods.
It's so backwards because we think about, I mean, we have to write a check in February or April. And if you pay stuff today, then you don't have to write that check. And it kind of makes sense. But and the reality of it is really kind of backwards of that. So, you know, by recognizing that taxable income, it gives us the cash flow that we need to pay down our debt. And so, again, never any deduction for anything when you're buying land. So all of that principles definitely never has a deduction associated with that. If you match your equipment purchases with your depreciation there with those principal payments, sometimes that will wash out. We don't have to think about those. So if debt reduction is a goal that you have, and again, this is the time to get that debt paid down, use those good years to put us in a position so that we can survive some years that are not so great, because the one thing we know with agriculture of any kind is that it's cyclical, and we've got good times now, and that probably means that there's some tight years ahead. So, you know, taking this time to really bolster that balance sheet is going to be really important. And backwards as it sounds, is you got to pay taxes to get that debt paid down.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.